We'll turn in God's Word to 2 Samuel chapter 1, just a few verses. David lamenting Saul and particularly Jonathan at the end. Verse 25, how are the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? O Jonathan, thou wast slain in thine high places. I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. How are the mighty fallen? The weapons of warfare perished. It is the verse 26, that expression that's found in it that I draw your attention to. Thy love to me was wonderful. Thy love to me was wonderful. David is here obviously speaking of Jonathan, but I want to apply the words to the Lord Jesus, because they're even more true, of course, to the Lord Jesus Christ. The saint can speak like this to the Lord Jesus, thy love is wonderful. And the saint should speak to the Lord Jesus like that, thy love to me was and is wonderful. And I want to visit just briefly, very quickly, some scenes tonight. And I want to look upon those scenes and to see that those scenes are places where we can say this, where we are really driven to say this, thy love to me was wonderful, was wonderful. The first place we want to visit is the eternity past, the heavenly council chambers of glory. And we read there of eternity, even before the worlds were, that the Father and the Son were together. And what was happening? According as thou hast chosen us in him. Chosen us in him before the world was. Before the foundation of the world. Notice this, before time. Chosen in Christ. Before time. Involved in our election. The Lord Jesus was involved in our election. He took us to himself. He was given a people and he gladly took that people to himself. To be responsible for them. To love them. To come in time into the world for them. To redeem them. To bring them to be with him for all eternity. Even before we were made. Even before we had done any wrong or any good. It was nothing to do with anything like that. We were chosen in him before the world was. And the Lord Jesus was, his heart was involved in that. And he loved us then in eternity past. Whenever this election, this choice was being made. And so we can speak in the council chambers of eternity. And see our election in Christ. And we can say, thy love to me was wonderful. It was wonderful then. But then the second scene that we want to visit is the manger and the little baby Jesus just been born, and he's laid in the manger. He's lying in the manger. He's come into the world. He's veiled in humanity. He's stooped. This wonderful stooping, this love has made him stoop. This love has made him come into the world. This love has made him become a little babe, took to himself humanity. This love has made him to be born into a poor home, a humble home, and to be laid in a, not in a rich, expensive cot, but in an animal's feeding trough, in a manger. That was his first bed. It was an animal crib. That's where he was laid for us. And we have to say at the manger, thy love to me was wonderful. That he stooped so low. Thy love to me was wonderful at the manger. Laying aside his glory and coming a little babe. And then the third scene where we have to say this is Pilate's judgment hall. You know all that happened at Pilate's judgment hall? As the Lord Jesus stood in our place as a condemned man. He was condemned. And Pilate took him and he scourged Jesus. And I've spoken about a Roman scourging in the past, how terrible it is. He scourged Jesus. And then the soldiers had plotted a crown of thorns. A crown of thorns. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who in glory had many crowns on his head. He allows men to plot a crown of thorns and violently press it down on his head so that he bleeds. And then they stripped him, you remember, and they put him in a purple robe and they mocked his royal office. Hail, King of the Jews. So he was mocked and he was stripped and he was abused, he was beaten, scourged, and this crown of thorns just crowned it all. A terrible picture of humiliation. And we have to say, as we look at Jesus in that way, I have to say that thy love to me was wonderful. It was wonderful. Who else would have done it for us? Who else would stand in that place like that, as silently, as sinlessly and righteously, all for us sinners? Thy love to me was wonderful. And then the fourth scene, of course, is the cross. The cross. I not paint the picture. We read of it in all the Gospels. He was crucified between two malefactors. His clothes were taken. They were parted amongst the soldiers. And he thirsted and he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he died on the cross. And we have to say, the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. And we have to say at the cross, thy love to me was wonderful. Better than the love of them. Surpassing any earthly love at all. Thy love to me was wonderful. So we see it in his wonderful everlasting counsels. We see it in his wonderful stooping to the manger. We see it in his sufferings in the judgment hall. And we see it in his death upon the cross for our sins. Thy love to me was wonderful. And then we also see it in the gospel pulpit. Because that's really how we were saved, wasn't it? How we were drawn to Christ. We heard the gospel. We heard the word preached, maybe with some minister, and our eyes were opened and our understanding was illuminated and we got convicted of our sin. And there was this thing happening in our life, drawing us to Christ, the drawing power of Jesus. All of us that are Christians have experienced that in one way or another, different points, different ways. But it really comes to the same thing. He drew us. He drew us. He drew us with love. And I have to say, thy love to me was wonderful. Because there were our friends. And you know, they really heard the same gospel. I know that I heard it in school, of course. I didn't go to church. I heard it in school. The minister came in every week. And there were others in the class who heard the gospel. But they weren't drawn. But I was drawn. And the Lord Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And if you've come to Christ, it's because he's drawn you. And you have to say, thy love to me was wonderful. Passing the love of women. You wooed me. That's how you do it whenever you choose someone. You woo them. You win them. You don't give up until you get. If you love someone, you don't give up until you get them. You woo them to yourself. And that's what Jesus did. Thy love to me was wonderful. You wooed me to yourself. And then the sixth scene is the right hand of God, or the Lord Jesus is now. And what's he doing there now? He's praying for us. The Bible says he ever lives to make intercession for us. Imagine that. Just living. Just ever living. Just for your people, to pray for them, for the saints of God, for those that you chose, for those that you died for, those that you love, you pray for them. You pray for them. And here's one who's ever living to pray for us. And we have to say, there's nobody ever prayed for me like that. Nobody has ever prayed for us like that, the way the Lord Jesus Christ. He ever lives to pray for us. And at the right hand of the Father, as we see him in the intercession, we have to say, thy love to me was wonderful. It's wonderful. Surpassing the love of women. He's able to save to the uttermost because he ever lives to make intercession for us. And then the last place is our tomb. This is future, of course. We haven't said that yet, but there'll be one day we'll die and we'll be buried. And the Lord Jesus said, this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And at our tomb, on that last day, whenever Jesus Christ comes back again, and he raises us up, we'll realize that this is true. He kept me. He preserved me. He even kept my body, which turned to dust. He even kept and preserved that. And he's raised me up at the last day. And we'll look at him face to face in our resurrection bodies. And what will we say? I think we'll say something like David said about Jonathan, "Thy love for me was wonderful, passing the love of women." So those are just seven little scenes. No doubt others could be chosen as well. Those are seven just little scenes where we should be able to tell the Lord Jesus this. And of course at this table, that's another place, isn't it? Because he says, "This is my body which is broken for you. This is my blood that is shed for you." These are the pictures and the materials that I set forth so that you'll have a picture of my love for you. And here at the table we should be able to say, "Lord Jesus, thy love to me was wonderful." And so it is. Wonderful love. Don't we sing that chorus sometimes? Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? And I think it must be based on this expression in 2 Samuel.